This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Thailand Development Research Institute is opposed to the government's plan to offer a 5% VAT refund to shoppers during the Chinese New Year festival in February, and believes the move is aimed at just winning popular support ahead of the general election. An academic from the institute said the tax refund proposal, which would effectively reduce value-added tax from 7% to just 2% on purchases of up to 20,000 baht per person, would hurt the country's tax system because the current rate was well below the 10% VAT mandated by law. Over past years, Cabinet has had to approve the temporary reduction of VAT to 7% on an annual basis, adding the government could offer other tax rebates, but it should leave the VAT alone. Meanwhile, the Thai PM, Prayut Chan-o-Cha, has brushed aside allegations that the government was introducing populist measures to win public support ahead of next year's general election. Two brothers from Pathalung have been arrested in their home province yesterday over their alleged roles in the November 30th pickup crash in Prachob Kiri Khan that led to two deaths and 12 injuries among illegal migrant workers from Myanmar. The 29 and 27-year-old suspects, for whom the Prachob Kiri Khan court had issued arrest warrants for aiding illegal migrants to avoid arrest, were taken into custody in Pathalung, where they'd fled after the nighttime crash on Friday. The brothers also reported along their way to clean the getaway pickup on Saturday in an attempt to avoid police detection and destroy evidence. Their vehicle was one of two pickups used to transport 26 Burmese who had trekked through a mountain range and crossed a natural border into Thailand with a view to heading to the labour market in Malaysia. And the autopsy of a heavily pregnant dugong whose decomposed carcass was found last week in the seas off Koh Lebong in Trang has found injuries that indicate it died after being run over by a speedboat whilst feeding on seagrass. This was the fifth dugong death in the Trang Sea this year. And the chief of the national park there is calling a meeting of related officials, community leaders and villagers, along with boat operators. The meeting will discuss solutions, including asking for cooperation to prohibit speedboats from travelling through seagrass areas in order to protect the endangered marine mammals. Maybe they could think about propeller protectors. The Consular Affairs Department is launching a new e-visa service from February next year. It will be initially available in China and then expand to other countries over a period of 3 years. The Kasikorn Bank is cooperating with the Consular Affairs Unit to handle the e-payments. The service will be available from February the 15th next year and initially for residents of Beijing only. The service will spread to other Chinese capitals later. Then other countries will follow quickly after, the UK in March and France in April. Within 3 years, the department says that all Thai embassies and consular generals will be offering the service. China's been chosen to launch the service as it remains the most populous group of international foreigners needing visas to enter the kingdom. Under the plans, no visa stamp will be required in the tourist's passport as they would have already been alerted by email once their e-visa was approved. That information would be automatically sent to the immigration department for processing when the travellers arrive in Thailand. A tragedy for several Chichongsao families yesterday after a collision killed five. Chichongsao is just east of Bangkok. Five people were killed and another five critically injured after the pickup truck of a family returning from a shopping trip collided head-on with another pickup truck just 1 kilometer before reaching the family home. Police found four dead bodies inside a Mitsubishi Triton pickup that had overturned in the roadside ditch. A 35-year-old passenger had been thrown from the vehicle, was seriously injured, but was able to assist police with their inquiries. The man said the two families were returning from a mall and were only 1 kilometre from home when the crash occurred. In the other pickup, there was one dead body and one wounded person, a 20-year-old, 7-month pregnant woman. And the Prime Minister, Prayut Chan-o-Cha, is calling on Thais to maintain unity and goodwill towards each other as His Majesty the King's coronation will take place soon. The Prime Minister also said he hoped a general election expected on February the 24th and Thailand taking up the ASEAN chairmanship on January the 1st next year would proceed peacefully. General Prayut was speaking as he presided over a ceremony to unveil a new dam. He said His Majesty's coronation will take place soon. The King is a major pillar of the country. I know Thais are loyal to the monarchy. Please give a helping hand. And tomorrow, a very important day commemorated by Thais. It's the birthday of the former King Bhumibol. Rama Nine, who passed away in 2016.